Many of the problems about owning an electric vehicle deals with the charging station locations and the charge time. Utah isn't leading the country in EV ownership, but it is growing. There's approximately 2,100 registered EVs in Utah. Tammy Bostick Cooper, who represents Utah Clean Cities, wants to see a growth in EV ownership in Utah because transportation is one of the biggest factors for the state's poor air quality.
And then in Utah specifically, because our air quality is so affected just for many reasons, but primarily geographically, we're similar to Logan in that we have this sort of bowl the air gets, you know, trapped in. That put us on the forefront of finding solutions. And the most obvious solution, of course, for the Wasatch Front was that they're saying upwards of 70% of the pollution is caused by transportation, but very safely we can say more than 50% is.
Cooper said that the first modern EVs could travel at most 30 miles on a single charge. Companies saw a new market and aimed to make the battery, the lifeblood of the car, more efficient. As of 2015, the average mileage of an EV is 80. The Tesla travels the farthest with 250 miles.
The battery industry has just taken off astronomically in the last year. And so the competition is there, the interest is there, and batteries are just becoming really much more efficient. And they're using lithium batteries now, which are, you know, that's a whole other conversation in science. But basically, they're much more efficient and they're cleaner and they have a better charge and a better retention.
Another aspect companies are looking into is the amount of time it takes to completely charge a battery. Many charging stations take hours to charge a vehicle. The company EVgo came out with new fast charging stations that can charge an EV in 30 minutes. Six of these stations were just installed in Salt Lake City, Park City, South Jordan, and at Thanksgiving Point in Lehi. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Danny Hayes.